from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I reckon we're on the verge of presenting quite a bit of good news this morning, aren't we?
Hey, before we start, to all those folk listening online in the US, happy Thanksgiving. Yes, yes, happy Thanksgiving, because it means, of course, the US markets are closed. Yes, we've got plenty to celebrate here, I think, in New Zealand today as well, Mike, because I may be compelled to discard my search for flickers and embrace the green shoots. Let's start with retail trade. It's spend season, so it's timely and current, even though we're actually just going to talk about the third quarter retail trade figures. So 3 months, the end of September, released yesterday by Stats New Zealand. And retail activity lifted 1.9% compared to the June quarter, $26 billion spent. We're talking volumes, actual volumes, core retail sales at 1.2%. This is quite a lot bigger jump than was expected, Mike. The market indications seem to be expectations around 0.5% lift, so clearly the outcome well in excess of that. These figures are adjusted for inflation and seasonal effects. It is the largest quarterly increase since December 2021. Key categories that moved here, motor vehicles and electronic and electric goods, they're up 7.2% and 9.8% collectively. The only note of caution I would make here is that those categories are, by their very nature, quite lumpy. I mean, you don't buy a new car every quarter. Sure. But the lift was evident across a range of categories. So 8 of the 15 registered higher sales volume. That's of the categories. 14 of the 16 regions lifted. Nelson South and the standouts there. But, Mike, if you just take out the noise and say, well, it's just one quarter, if you take a step back and look at the and look at this data on in a chart, there is clearly an upward-moving trend there. And I don't think it's unreasonable to assume that the tailwind we've got now of lower interest rates should see this momentum flow into Q4 and into the Christmas New Year season. Discretionary spending does seem to be lifting. And I know we keep saying it, Mike, but about sort of circa three quarters of the retail fixed mortgages repriced in the next 12 months. That should see the aggregate rate on the stock of mortgages come down, which means there is more money available for discretionary spending. This is good news.
And if we spend, that means business feels better, does it not?
Yeah, that's dead right now. I hope you're all sitting down out there because there's heady stuff coming your way here. This is the ANZ Business Outlook. Headline business confidence jumped 9 points from plus 58 to plus 67 in November. That is the highest level for that in 11 years. 11 years. Expected own activity, so people's own businesses, lifted 8 points to plus 53. Also the highest level in over 10 years. From my point of view, the most important indicator here, past own experience. This is real rubber hitting the road. This isn't expectations. That lifted from plus 5 to plus 21. It's the highest level we've seen since August 2021. We saw the lift across all sectors, even manufacturing. And look, much as there's a note of caution in the retail trade numbers, the only slight hint of caution here is that investment intentions haven't lifted. They actually fell slightly. And so that's people just not being quite confident enough to say they're going to spend money on their own businesses. Hopefully that's just a little delayed. And Mike, I alluded to this yesterday, residential property. I said I've been around the country, said the real estate agents are busy. Well, in this survey, residential construction lifted from plus 36.6 to plus 46.3. So it's got some movement there. Hopefully this is happy days for them. Cost pressures seem to be moderate. Inflation expectations are under control. Wellington remains the weakest region in terms of experience and expected activity. But I'll make two final comments, Mike. What makes this survey to me a little more compelling is that that divergence that we have been talking about for months and months and months between expected activity and expectations and experienced activity seems to be shifting. In other words, the here and now is starting to look a little bit better. The animal spirits have woken up. Hopefully they're roaring. But we'll leave the last word to ANZ here. They said the green shoots are looking well established. So take that into Black Friday and the weekend. Eh?
Exactly. I'm vibing it. Now, what are the numbers?
Good on you. Yeah, so Thanksgiving. So US markets are shut. It's all about turkey, collard greens, pumpkin pie, biscuits, and all the other stuff. But so I'll give you the closes for the previous day. 47,427. That was a two-thirds 0.5% rise. For the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 was 6812, about 0.69, and the NASDAQ 20,214, that was a 0.82% rise. Current numbers, though, FTSE 100, 9686, they lost 6 points. The Nikkei, 50,167, that was up 1.23%. Shanghai Composite, 3875, up 0.29%. The ASX 200, the Aussies, 8617, plus 0.12%. Unfortunately, we fell yesterday. We were down 130 points on the NZX 50, 0.96%. 13,432. Kiwi dollar is stronger. We're getting a lift in the Kiwi dollar following the RBNZ announcement. The Kiwi against the US is now 0.5725, 0.8763 against the Aussie, 0.4936 euro, 0.4322 pounds, 89.46 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,155. Brent crude, $63.25.
You have a great weekend, mate. See you next week. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.